State Senator Marshall says the idea for the program came from an observation. He noticed that many young adults in Wilmington were, quote, hanging around with nothing to do, unquote. He says similar conditions in nearby Baltimore likely helped lead to riots there this past spring. So borrowing a page from FDR's Works Projects Administration, a New Deal initiative that helped the U.S. get out of the Great Depression, Marshall proposed a program called Workaday, Earn a Pay. He wasn't able to persuade the General Assembly to fund the program back in June, so he's using the task force it did sign off on to help make the case. The ultimate goal is a $10 million program, but for now, Marshall is focusing on a pilot project. That would mean $2 million for salaries, management, and private sector grants. Some Wilmington residents told the task force Monday that they are skeptical. One man said he doesn't trust politicians to address issues like poverty and unemployment. Another said he thought the barriers to entry for joining the program would be too high. But Senator Marshall says overall, he feels the community engagement at the meeting was positive.
I think the response here today is overwhelming. The public interest, public support for the effort, and we just need to move forward and be motivated and gain from the understanding here of the many who are here from Wilmington who live in their neighborhood with this type of need for employment, for those that are hanging around with nothing to do.
Portia Wiggins, a Wilmington resident with 7 children and a grandchild, agrees.
Because for a person like me, I need this opportunity. I have a lot of people that I have to take care of.
She added, quote, the unspoken people in our city need this, unquote. Marshall says he wants to send a task force report to the governor in December and see the project launch in May 2016. Ann Hoffman, Delaware Public Media.